every day.
Cape Town wakes up.
Cape Town wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
6 to 9.
On Smile.
On Smile FM.
Those of you who followed her career, you'll know that when it comes to investigative journalism, she's the very best of the best based out of Cape Town. Karen Dolly is with us on the show this morning. Karen, good morning.
Morning, and thank you for that beautiful introduction. I hope I live up to it.
Oh, absolutely stunning to have you on the line with us now. Well, acclaimed author, and of course, somebody who I've always wanted to ask, do you ever feel when you wake up in the morning like worried about your life?
I feel that way when I go to bed and when I wake up. And not necessarily about my life, but about like the broader situation.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Goodness, you've really done so much for us in terms of opening our eyes to so much of what's rife in our city. And I think it takes a very brave human being to do that. So a huge thank you for doing that. And literally, you know, when people hide behind computer keyboards and you're out there on the very front line reporting for us on what the scene is. And to do that, you really have to go and I'm sure for many of the gangs that are in the Western Cape, they know your face. They know that you're there and that you've got to do what you've got to do.
Words I do not want to hear, but yes.
Yes.
If they read, if individuals are reading, and like you mentioned, there are several gangsters, gang bosses in Western Cape and further afield in other countries,
yes,
even, they should be aware of my existence, which I wish wasn't the case.
Yeah. I know. And we, like I said, we are so thankful for it. And especially when we read on a weekly basis some of the headlines. I know that you're still currently obviously reporting primarily for Daily Maverick, a really good source of news, by the way. Mm. And you get it from a reliable source in the form of Karen and her colleagues. Mm. Karen, obviously headlines again last week, a key figure in Cape Town's underworld. And then we hear that it's caused this wave of anxiety over that specific part of the underworld. Is that the case after the slaying of Andre Nudier last week?
Look, I think with any shooting of any individual, regardless,
yes,
of who they are, I think there is sort of unsettling feeling that it could result in more violence. And
sure,
inevitably in situations like this, it does. So yes, it is. It's not a nice, I can imagine what his family is going
sure,
through. And
absolutely,
on the flip side, I'm sure there are individuals who may believe he committed crime, and as we know, he was on trial for a murder plot at the time of his own killing. So it's all very unsettling. Mm. And then to have someone murdered on top of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I want to focus also on your life, because how do you stay safe? How do you you think and you appreciate the great work that you do, but I'm constantly being reminded that you've got to put yourself in that situation, being close to where the action is all the time. How do you protect yourself? How do you stay safe, Karen?
I'm a very boring individual, so I'm a nerd. You won't actually find me out and about at night or anything like that. So I think, thankfully, that plays a role in ensuring my safety.
Yes.
But that said, a few years ago, when several individuals who are now or have been in custody and who have since been accused of crimes, I was threatened with being shot. I was under private security,
wow,
a few years ago for a little while. So it is all very bizarre. But like I said, I'm a nerd. I'm nothing like the person that sounds like.
Yeah. And I guess you'd have to be, because at the end of the day, you know, and I think it is and I don't want to say the word dying art form, but unfortunately, there are not many people in this day and age who want to put their hands up and go to the front line and report from the front line. You know, I think we've become used to sitting from a distance and being able to throw a stone, as it were, from a distance and to observe from a distance, but there aren't too many people coming through the ranks that are putting their hands up going, well, there's an assignment and I've got to go and do it.
I think at this point, the way media has changed plays a role in that, and because of how easy it is to chat to people these days.
Yes.
So you can literally message someone, get the information, you'll see videos of things on Facebook. It's even officially confirmed, etc. So things have definitely changed. And I've also, I do take into consideration my safety, and sometimes
sure,
I would go so far as to say I can choose not to go somewhere if I think it will be an inflammatory situation, which obviously I wouldn't want for myself or anyone around me.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, Karen, we know that you're a credible source, right? And this is another thing that you've actually just touched on there, the fact that we look at anything that we take in and we take it as credible. We look at online videos, stuff pasted on Facebook or whatever social media platforms. We go, did you hear about this? You must hear so many stories of misinformation that it's got to be like almost a daily occurrence for you.
It's dizzying. Oh, my goodness. So there can be one incident with about 10 stories around it. But I think the way to cut through it is always to look at what is fact. The fact is someone has been murdered.
Yes.
And working with supposed to all the stories around why, who said what, etc. But it's really difficult. I'm sure in your colleagues as well.
Absolutely.
They probably sit with the same sort of trying to find your way through a maze of misinformation to the actual information.
Your novels and your books, they've really done, I mean, I've just finished Man Alone, Traces of the Police Gangster Collusion through key historical figures. I've now started Clash of the Cartels and To the Wolves and the Enforcers. What is Karen Dolly busy with at the moment? Is there new stuff in the works?
Karen Dolly is literally sitting in front of her laptop right now, finding a story for Daily Maverick, for even later today or tomorrow. But yes, I am considering a few things, but I also know that whatever I'm considering now might be very different to what actually is produced.
Got you. Karen, listen, we really appreciate it. I know that the accolades mean a lot as a journalist because it's an acknowledgement of the good work that you're doing, but I don't think that enough of us that consume your media really say enough how much we appreciate what you're doing and what you and the stories that you bring not only to life but to our attention. We really just thank you.
Well, thank you, and thank you for amplifying very hard, very difficult work. It's really appreciated.
I tell you, and you know when people say, rather them than me? Thank heavens for them. That is all I'm saying. And them, ladies and gents, Karen Dolly, who is not only an incredible journalist, just, a level-headed, sensible human being that because people are saying, you must be crazy to go and do that. No, she's not actually crazy. She's got a level head on her shoulders and she's doing her best to bring to us a level of such great quality journalism that I'm just so thankful. Karen, thanks for your time this morning and looking forward to reading your new piece out this week on the in the Daily Maverick.
Thank you so much, and I'll definitely be putting what you said on my TV.
I love it. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you.
Cheers. Ciao. Karen Dolly, Cape Town-based investigative journalist and author. And like I said, when you think your day is rough and you've got to go out there and cover whatever you've got to do, there's Karen Dolly, ladies and gents, flying that flag high for journalists around the Western Cape.
Breakfast Show 6 to 9 Smile 90.4 FM.